The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
No prayer ever goes to waste. I want to share with you an interesting story that happened with Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. He said over a story of a person who lives in Ramat Gan. Ramat Gan is a city in Eretz Yisrael that's not known to be the most religious Haredi Orthodox city. There's a lot of very unaffiliated Jews who are not religious just yet in the city of Ramat Gan. But he said over a tremendous story. He said in one of the shuls, in one of the markets, one of the main blocks of Ramat Gan, where there are many stores, and one of the shuls over there, in between a few stores, a very small shul. One time, it was almost sunset, it was almost shkia, and they needed a tenth for minyan mincha, to daven mincha. So the gabbai of the shul says, you know what, let me try to grab a Jew. Let's see whoever's going to come here. I mean, most Jews here are not religious. It's going to be a little hard, but let me give it a try. He goes to the door, to the outside of the door of the shul, in the main street where everybody's walking around from store to store, shopping, whatever it is, doing their business. And he starts screaming, mincha, mincha, we need a minyan, we need a minyan. And every Jew passes by, another Jew just passes by, passes by, passes by. And the gabbai keeps on saying, we need a minyan, we need a tenth, a siri, we need one Jew to come answer, amen. There was one Jew jogging with his headphones, and he was wearing an undershirt. One jogging. And this gabbai said, you know what, this guy, I'm going to stop him. Because he's not going to be able to hear me, I'm going to stop this guy and ask if he can come. So the gabbai jumps out and he says, hey, stop. The guy takes off his headphones and says, how can I help you? He says, we need a tenth of minyan. I was here for a long time. It's almost shkia. It's almost sunset. And I'll be able to daven. Can you just do me a favor? Don't say no. And come help us in the minyan. So this guy looks at the gabbai. He has long hair. He has a kuku, as they say. He's with his headphone. He says, takshiv, let me tell you, I haven't prayed in years and years. This is my bar mitzvah. You know, but if you're really asking me to do it, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to come to the shul. He comes in, they give him a kippah, they give him a sidul. This unaffiliated Jew davened them in the hand of minyan. Abutai, afterwards, the rabbi of the shul goes over to this gentleman, this unaffiliated Jew, who now was mashlim the minyan, helped him pay for mincha, the 10th Jew. And he asks him, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? He tells him his name. When he tells him his last name, when the rabbi hears this guy's last name, the rabbi was shocked. He asks him, are you related to Mr. So-and-so that passed away a couple of years ago? The guy says, yes, that's actually my grandfather. The rabbi was shocked. Your grandfather, he points to one of the chairs in the shul, sat right there. That was his spot in the shul. And he always told us that I have a grandchild that's very disconnected from Torah mitzvot. But I know the Chachamim tell us that whenever you pray, prayer never goes to waste. Whenever you daven and you have conversation with Hashem, no tefillah doesn't get heard. Hashem listens to every tefillah and Hashem cherishes it. The question is, when do you see it happening? When do you see the salvation? But no prayer goes to waste. Your grandfather always told us, I have a son that's right now not religious just yet, but I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on praying. He says, many times when you got an aliyah to the Sefer Torah, when we send Misha Berach, the special blessing, when you go up to the Torah, you can say a special blessing for other people. He always mentioned your name, his grandson, that he should come back to Torah mitzvot. He never gave up. And look what's going on. Years later, out of all the people passing by the street, the gabbai screaming, mincha, mincha, mincha. Nobody stopped. You with your headphones. The gabbai stopped you, brought you in. You were the 10th guy in the same shul where your grandfather was, who prayed for you to come back to Judaism. This grandson was so inspired that his grandfather did not stop praying for him to come back to Hashem. It made him feel warm and loved so much by his grandfather. He was so inspired at what happened. He said, I'm going to come from now on constantly to daven mincha. And one thing led to the next, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, this person started learning Torah, and now he's a frum Jew, and he specifically sits in the same seat as his grandfather sat in that same shul a couple of years ago. Rabbatai, from this story, it should give us tremendous chizuk. No prayer ever goes to waste. Always talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always talk to Hashem. Don't think any tefillah goes to waste.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.